The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let anyone who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's hearts, out of believers' hearts shall flow rivers of living waters." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive, for as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, if you haven't guessed it by now, we are celebrating the Feast of Pentecost. Pentecost, for Christians, is the giving of the Holy Spirit to followers of Christ so that the good news of Jesus Christ could be shared to all corners of the world, beyond what was normal and familiar to them. If you were paying attention, you may have noticed that the Holy Spirit of God has been center stage this week in all of our readings today. My focus today will be on our readings from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. Now, I hope you were reading along in the English, because in case you don't know Spanish, Greek, French, or German, you would not have known what they were saying. If you do know, hopefully you recognized at least a few words. So I can't say that I'm good at any of those languages, so I followed along in English. In our Pentecost story from Acts, we see a significant miracle, the miracle of Pentecost. What is this miracle of Pentecost? Well, as Scripture tells us, on the day of Pentecost, a Jewish high holy day, one of the three major high holy days of the Jewish faith, devout Jews from every nation would make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem to worship. It is on this day in Pentecost when the city of Jerusalem would swell with dispersed Jews from every culture and language around the region. This is the day Jesus decided to fulfill his promise to his disciples to send the Holy Spirit. Filled with the Holy Spirit, the disciples spoke of the good news of God. Those who had come from many nations heard God's message in their native language. The miracle of Pentecost is one of communication, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Pentecost is sometimes referred to as the birth of the Christian church. It is the birth of the giving of the Holy Spirit to believers in Jesus as Savior, Lord, and God. But the Holy Spirit is not something new to Scripture. The Spirit of God was there from the beginning of creation. In Genesis, part of the Hebrew Scriptures, we read the Spirit of God hovering over the waters in creation. The Spirit of God was given to the 70 elders to help Moses and the Jewish people as they journeyed out of Egypt into the Promised Land. And today we heard Peter in the first public sermon, which was read in another language. Like I said, I hope you were following along. It comes from the prophet Joel from the Hebrew Scriptures. And said, "In the last days, it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. But the giving of the Holy Spirit from God was different than that in times through the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures. This time, the empowering powers of the Holy Spirit was available to all who accepted, as Paul says, that Jesus is Lord. The Holy Spirit may have been the means of God accomplishing the miracle of Pentecost, but the miracle itself still lay in communication. People from all nations and different walks of life hearing God's saving message in their own language. Peter's sermon to those listening continued on past verse 21 that we stopped at today. And it says this in Acts 2, verse 41. It says this: those who accepted his message, meaning Peter's message, were baptized, and 3,000 were added to their number that day. 3,000. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, Peter was able to communicate without language barriers the message of God's love and salvation through Jesus Christ. And 3,000 were added to the Christian church that day. That's the miracle of Pentecost, the miracle of communication, of hearing God's saving message and acting upon that message. Chapter 2 in Acts is a preacher's dream. Having 3,000 people accept God's saving message and being baptized right after you preach, I would love to have 3,000 do that. And many of you may be lamenting about today, about the decline of our mainline Christian church, like the Episcopal Church, especially since COVID. But some Christian churches are growing in numbers and continue to grow. And as I reflected on the early church, inspired and empowered by the Holy Spirit, Christianity spread not because of large buildings or church gatherings, but by small groups of faithful people meeting mainly in their homes and spreading God's saving message one person at a time of the love and through faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. That is how Christianity spread. Those early disciples were working outside of their comfort zones. They were not trained preachers. They didn't go to seminary. They weren't teachers. Yet through the Holy Spirit that resided in each one of them, they were able to establish the church that lives on today over 2,000 years later. Think about that. They didn't have large building spaces to gather every week. Through simple forms of communication in small groups, in homes, the church grew by leaps and bounds after that first Pentecost. Can the church today learn from this early example? Are we called to be a church beyond what is normal and familiar to us today? Yes, I believe we are. In our Wednesday and Saturday and Sunday adult forums, our Bible studies that we have been offering, we continue to grow in numbers and faithful participants. These studies have become a place where we not only study Scripture together, but it's also become a place where we bond together as Christians and support each other in our daily lives. This was the model of the early church, and it is used to grow the church, and it works. It continues to work. Henry Nouwen, a Dutch Catholic priest, a professor and writer and theologian who died in our modern times in 1996, is quoted in saying this: community is the fruit of our capacity to make the interests of others more important than our own. The community is the fruit of our capacity to make the interests of others more important than our own. Christ the King is such a community. Seeing the fruit of the Holy Spirit working through our community and beyond, Our community at Christ the King is spreading through our outreach, in our Bible studies, in our worship that we do here, and also in sharing our worship with the world through our live stream. Live stream has been around for many years in the church, but I am convinced that many mainline churches like ours, the Episcopal Church, would not have invested in live stream had COVID not happened in 2020. And it's hard to believe that we have been doing live stream for 6 years. Because of live stream's importance to communicate God's love and good news beyond these walls, we are doing a much needed upgrade to our live stream over this summer, because we want to show our community as it is, and so that people can connect to us. Now, don't worry, the funds are not coming out of your budget, okay? We are using our distribution this year from our endowment, which we need to use for capital improvement, and the vestry voted to use that money, $3,500, and then some from another donation to upgrade our live stream. And I want to tell you why we're doing this. Did you know that many young people, families, and others do church shopping online via live stream? I had 3 people from the last service said, "I came to this church because of your live stream." Who knew? That first 8 o'clock did not know, okay? I think some of you in here may know that. And some of you may have come because of that. Many of our snowbirds and our shut-ins stay connected to Christ the King through our live stream. Communication is important today as it was in Jesus' time. We are just embracing technology to extend beyond these walls. Some of you may have noticed that our signs on our road on Ina are looking a bit weathered. I don't know if, did you notice that when you drove in this morning? If you came in the main entrance at Shama Wing, you did. I noticed it on Tuesday when I came to work. It used to say, "Christ the King." Well, the C and the H had fallen off by Tuesday, so we were "Rist the King." Now, I came in last night, and now we are "Ist the King." Yes, yes, our sign, our the letters on our signs are disintegrating, but we're on it already. I'm already getting bids on a new signage because I don't want people driving on Ina to see "Rist the King" or "Ist the King," because we are centered on Christ, and that is what we are here to communicate, our centering on Christ. Our form of communication today may not be as impressive as what happened during the miracle of Pentecost, but the Holy Spirit is still bringing people into our church every single week. My point in highlighting these forms of communications is this: God is still at work in the church through the inspiration and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit outside what may seem normal and familiar to you. The miracle of the first Pentecost is one of those of communication. Empowered by the Holy Spirit and through the miracle, a diverse group of people heard God's saving message of love and hope and declared Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. The miracle of Pentecost is alive and well in the church in 2026. And we embrace, especially as we embrace new forms of communication all the time. The Holy Spirit guided the early church in this new endeavor of spreading the gospel to the ends of the earth. And the Holy Spirit guides us today too. More people are coming to know the good news of Jesus through all kinds of media and communication: Facebook and YouTube and movies and Zoom and, dare I say, AI. Okay, I'm just going to tell you that reading that we did from Acts, I used AI to figure out all those different languages because I can't write in Greek. I can't write in German or French. I could probably get by in Spanish, but all those other ones, I plugged in the English. It said translate to Greek, translate to German, and it brought it back for me. Forms of communication may seem outside our normal and familiar, but that doesn't mean the Holy Spirit isn't part of that. Please join me as we embrace the miracle of Pentecost in communication, accepting the power of the Holy Spirit that lives in each one of us to be continued to be sent out, as Jesus had sent out his disciples to spread the good news to all the world. Through this miracle of Pentecost, having the ability to share God's love and the good news beyond these walls was what was the miracle of Pentecost. And we too here at Christ the King have the world's ears. I'm always blown away when I get on Facebook and I see where people have come from all over the world sometimes. You have connections in England and Australia and all kind of places that come in and tune in to our live stream. I don't know who all those people are, but the Holy Spirit knows who they are, planting the seeds of God's good news. Let's continue with this miracle of communication, the miracle of Pentecost. Amen.